Twitter and sport have gone together remarkably well since the social network kicked off, and it's no surprise that they have quite a lot happening around the Rio Olympics. Jonathan Harley is the head of media partnerships at Twitter, and he joins me on the phone. Good morning, mate.
Good day, Nick. How are you going?
I'm really good. Now, I understand you're not heading personally over to Rio, sadly.
Look, isn't that regrettable?
It's so regrettable.
I love Rio. I've been to Rio a couple of times. In fact, the first time I went to Rio, I was actually reporting for 2SER for the Earth Summit, the World Earth Summit in 1992, which I know is ancient history. But I have a little bit of a connection with Rio and SER. But there you go.
Well, there we go.
Our mighty Jono Simpson, our head of sport. Partnerships, who is everything sport and Twitter on the planet, is getting on a plane today to do what is a bit of a long haul, actually, getting to Rio from our neck of the woods. Let's just say it's not a direct flight.
It is not a direct flight, but I'm sure once he lands, he won't be staying in an Olympic Village, so we'll actually be somewhere comfortable.
Yeah, well, I think so. Although, you know, look, the thing about the Olympics, of course, and any of these big marquee events, especially in a city like Rio, is, you know, Rio's a pretty crazy, exciting, but difficult to get around city at the best of times. And I think once you import all of the, you know, extraordinary, you know, importation of athletes and media and everything else, let's just say I think there'll be a bit of a daily commute for him between the village and everything else. But that's all right. Look, he's excited and we're excited because, you know, sport and Twitter, as you said, are absolute best of mates, and there's no bigger sporting event than the Olympics. So it's going to be a big couple of weeks on Twitter.
Now, the hashtag to follow is, of course, going to be just a very, very nice, very, very not too many characters, Rio 2016. What sort of special stuff has Twitter got planned around it?
Look, we're obviously celebrating the athletes and the competition, so that's the main thing. And there's also been a couple of other cool hashtags, like Road to Rio, that we've seen in the last week or so as athletes started to make their way to the Games. So really the thing for us is to help Australians, obviously, celebrate the athletes, celebrate the team, and follow all the action, because, as we know, nothing does live like Twitter, and there's going to be a bit to keep across. So you know, I think obviously Rio 2016 is going to be great, but also handles like the Oz Olympic team will be a great one to follow.
And these sort of social connections really, more than ever, allow fans to, you know, communicate directly to the athletes who are over there.
I think that's the real game changer. That it is not, you know, what we've seen over the last 10 years of Twitter unfolding in particular, that direct connect between the athletes and their fans. You know, this is no longer just an observer role. The fan experience is so much different because you can directly tweet and communicate, you know, with whether it's Anna Mears, for example, the champion cyclist, or it's Kitty Chiller, the chef de mission. You know, you actually have this direct link to the team, to the action, and to the conversation.
And I think that's really important for a lot of people back here. I'm not necessarily the biggest Olympic fan, but it's great to show support for these people who have worked incredibly hard to get where they're going to be.
Yeah, and I think, you know, obviously there's always a lot of tension. Attention, I should say, probably attention as well. But there's always a lot of attention around our big sports, like the swimming, exactly. You know, for example, the pool's obviously a big one. But you forget just what an extraordinary depth and breadth of athletes there are and sports there are. So, for example, you know, Melissa Wu, our diving sensation, who's there as well, and also, you know, or Ellie Carpenter, who's Australia's youngest Olympian. You can follow them directly. As you know, for someone like Ellie, it's going to your first Olympics is such a powerful, wide-eyed, extraordinary experience. And I'm sure, you know, she'll be sharing that in a really, you know, powerful and engaging way.
And I've got to tell you, as a bit of a data nerd, I'm going to out myself here. I look forward to the wrap-up of seeing what was the most retweeted, what emojis got the most use. I love when Twitter puts together a little package like that.
Yeah, no, that's actually something that we really love doing as well, because it helps us tell this extraordinary story and the scale and the breadth of the conversation. And as you say, the most tweeted emojis has become this really interesting metric for it. We did a lot of it through the election, through the recent federal election, which became this really interesting little, new form of polling, if you like. and of course, we're doing it in the Olympics now. And so, you know, for example, the most tweeted emojis at the moment have been a soccer ball, a basketball, a tennis ball. There's a horse in there. But what's a bit surprising is number six is the swimming, right? The first swimming or aquatic type emoji comes in at number six, then cycling, golf, sailing and rowing. So there's a few surprises there.
There's quite a few surprises. Jonathan Harley, thank you for talking to us about this. I look forward to following along, like sadly you'll have to, not being in Rio, following along on Twitter as the Olympics unfold.
Right. Thanks, Nick. Great to talk to you again.
Thank you very much. Yes, Jonathan Harley, Head of Media Partnerships at Twitter, and with his own wonderful Rio and 2SER connection.